producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome once again to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. If you haven't yet done it, connect with them on Facebook or check them out online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. The good folks at the Petroleum Council are doing so much hand-in-hand with the industry and creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth as well. All right. Today, sitting in my chair is the one and only Pat Finken. And Pat will be talking to some great guests. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline, as we always do. Jot this down now. If you don't have it in your favorites yet, we'd love it to put it there. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd anytime during the program, 701-226-8503. Or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pat Finken, the guest host today, president of ODNI and North Dakota Advertising, Public Affairs and Public Relations Consulting Company. Pat's a member of the board of directors as well for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a respected North Dakota political activist and pundit. You'll have fun today with the one and only Pat Finken. Pat, take it away.
I would agree with everything Scott just said, except respected. I don't think that quite qualifies. But anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome.
Respected by him, at least.
Welcome to What's... He has to. I send him advertising dollars. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Is that the disclaimer?
That is the disclaimer, okay. Fully here. Yeah. If you want to be part of the show today, you can join us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Text at 701-226-8503 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So that's how you get to be part of the show, and hopefully you call in. It's we've got a great series of guests today. We are going to be talking about the North Dakota State Auditor's race. Obviously, Bob Peterson is not going to be running for re-election, which opens the door for a number of different folks, and we've got one of those folks with us today. In addition to that, of course, a regular feature here at What's On Your Mind is the Kevin Kramer Radio Town Hall. Kevin will be in the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll be spending some time with Kevin talking about what's going on. And there is a lot of things going on in D.C. this week, some big stuff, including the highway bill. So we'll be talking to Kevin about all that. But before we get into any of that, oh, and I'm going to take, just for the record, just so that those Trump supporters can get their hot little finger out there, we're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump in the second half of this hour. So just get your fingers out there so you can call up and let me have it. So anyway, let's get into our first guest. Normally I know we don't have a guest in the first half hour, but we were able to arrange to have Brian Crosius, who is running for the North Dakota State Auditor's position, join us this morning. And this is the time that worked for Brian, so we appreciate him squeezing us into his busy schedule today and joining us. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Obviously, one of the races that people are going to watch for a variety of reasons, but first and foremost, because it's an open seat, is the North Dakota State Auditor's race in the 2016 general election, just a little less than a year from now. Brian has announced his intention to seek the Republican nomination for state auditor, and Brian, I just as a way of introduction, I know that you were on with Scott here a couple of weeks ago, but for those that didn't catch it, why don't you give us a little background on you before we get into some of the issues that you might face as state auditor?
Sure. I've been involved in the private sector for close to the past 30 years, largely in the publishing industry. And during that time, I've been responsible for overseeing large multi-million dollar operations, dealing with complex financial situations, if you will, and looking for new efficiencies as a part of that job.
So one of the things that you've emphasized in your early phases of your race is the fact that you bring this 30 years of private sector experience. How does that differ then? What do you bring that might be different compared to somebody who comes out of the public sector, who's somebody who's been in government? Obviously, you must think that's an advantage because that's something that you talk a lot about. What is it about that you think lends itself to step into a role overseeing a lot of the agency's spending and compliance issues.
Well, I do bring a fresh new perspective to the equation. One thing about operating in the private sector, each and every day you have to ensure that you have the right amount of revenue coming in, of course, to offset expenses and hopefully be profitable, which enterprises that I've supervised have been quite successful. But it's that perspective and just applying that lessons learned, if you will, to how government works going forward, I look at that as a significant advantage. No single person or entity has all the answers, but getting new perspectives, new ideas in the mix, and if they're coming from someone who has a proven track record, which I really believe I do have, I think that would be an asset not only to state government, but ultimately to the taxpayer that state government serves.
Well, and one of the things that I agree with you on is this idea that, well, you know, government shouldn't be a for-profit enterprise, and that's obviously the difference between working in the business and private sector versus the government side. To be profitable, business has to be efficient and has to function credibly and you know, comply with different state and federal laws, but also just in the financial operations side, you got to be efficient in the way you deliver. And that's the part that intrigues me about your candidacy, is that that's a little different than maybe what you might have seen from this office over the last 50-some years. Not that, you know, that the incumbents have any problems. I'm just saying it's a little different perspective than you might have seen in the last while. If you're the next state auditor, what's going to be the same and what's going to be different in terms of your view of how you're going to approach this job?
Okay, sure. One of the similarities will be just ensuring accuracy and compliance of government expenditures, making sure funds were spent in the manner that they're were intended or are intended to be spent. So you've got that component. Those would be the financial audits, of course. But then when you look at the performance audits, that's an avenue that the state auditor's office can pursue and work with other state agencies, government entities, and look for ways to be more efficient moving forward. And that's going to be a critical part of our future. There are always new ways to be more efficient. Sometimes it's not linear in terms of looking from point A to point B and as simple as finding a vendor, for example, that might have a product at a lower rate, which is good. A lot of times it takes two, three, four, multiple components that you have to cross-reference, if you will, and really analyze and take a deep look at how can we do this a little bit better, because at the end of the day, it's about being good stewards of taxpayer funds each and every day.
Obviously, that's a great segue as we move into the world of what's happening in North Dakota right now. Tell me a little bit, and obviously I know you've studied this, but you know, the world that North Dakota has operated in since really 2005, with fairly robust revenue growth and income growth for not only the people of North Dakota but also for state government. And I think we all agree that the legislature did a good job of limiting to, you know, the ongoing spending and, you know, saving some money for the future. Obviously, Governor Jack Dalrymple and the legislature did a good job there. But we're entering a period of revenue decline because of what's happened with ag and oil prices. How do you see your role in that environment? What do you bring to that? Obviously, the auditor, is somebody who's going to be working closely with state agencies on execution side of things in terms of making sure they comply with state, federal laws and the will of the legislature. But how do you see your role influencing or helping in that kind of a changing economic environment for state government?
Well, the reality is I've been through it. The publishing sector is still a very good sector, a strong sector to be a part of, but it's been a very challenging business as well. The approach that you actually have to take when it comes to any business, whether it's a challenge sector or not, is you have to look for new efficiencies. You're always looking for new revenue streams, of course, and that is somewhat, obviously, it's different than state government in terms of how it operates. But the efficiencies, after the market, stock market decline of 2008, a significant hit, The world changed quite significantly in the business sector, and not everyone made it. I'm very proud of the fact that I led several large organizations as a part of my duties, and not only survived but actually thrived during some very challenging times, and those business segments continue to do well. I would take that same approach and fresh perspective, if you will, into state government and the state auditor's office. There has to be an effective working relationship between that office and other state agencies and entities. You have to be able to sit down at the table. You have to look at the performance audits that you can conduct and find ways to offer findings that are useful. So you're actually, each and every day, you want to be a valued resource to those entities.
So we've got a couple more questions, and of course your calls coming up in just a few minutes. If you have questions for Brian about the state budget or about his vision of how the state auditor's office can work better in the future or how it can really help in this time of change in the state, you're welcome to join us, but we'll be back with Brian after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'd like to tell you about a special place that you need to consider when making your end-of-year donations, the Ann Carlson Center. Dr. Ann Carlson was born without forearms or lower legs. Yet in spite of these limitations, she challenged the nation to reevaluate the status of folks with special needs, while inspiring countless others to believe anything is possible. Now the legacy lives on. Today, the Ann Carlson Center assists thousands of individuals and families throughout North Dakota, providing a continuum of care for all ages and abilities in 7 different locations. Friends, this extraordinary place and the remarkable people they serve are worthy of your support. Plus, nearly 90 cents of every dollar you donate goes directly to the programs and services they provide, which are truly changing the lives of individuals in your community. Visit anncarlson.org today and find out more. Click the donate button and see how your generosity can really pay off at tax time. That's anncarlson.org. Anncarlson.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston 2, and of course, KLTC and Dickinson, online anytime at iHeartRadio. Get that app and you can just take us wherever you're at. We appreciate you listening to the program. Our listeners love MyPillow for good reason. They get a better night's sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is your health. And the most important thing to your sleep is, of course, MyPillow. They go hand in hand, your health and your pillow, folks, right there. And right now, for Christmas, we have one heck of a deal for our What's On Your Mind listeners only. It's a four-for-one deal. I kid you not. You buy four pillows for the price of one. Right now, when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or you can call them up at 800-506-9028. So you get the classic MyPillows, two of those, and the Go Anywhere pillows, two of those, all for the price of one. And they've extended that money-back guarantee now through March 1st. So they really want now to be the time with this great deal. You try MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott under the radio special, or 800-506-9028. Back to more of What's On Your Mind with your guest host today, Mr. Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty, and welcome to What's On Your Mind. I encourage you to join the conversation today. Like I said, we've got a lot of good things to talk about today. Our guest right now is the Republican candidate for the Republican nomination for North Dakota State Auditor, Brian Crotchus. Brian, of course, is the former publisher at the Bismarck Tribune and a guy who's got about 30 years of experience in the business sector, hoping to apply what he's learned there to state government. Brian, we were talking before a little bit about what, you know, the future holds for state government, why that's important even more than ever to work on the efficiency and the effectiveness of government and trying to hold the line on spending, but get more out of the money we do spend, as you mentioned, being good stewards of the money. The question for you in follow-up to that is the whole thing about the situation right now is some declining revenues. Does North Dakota have a revenue problem? I mean, should we, you know, in addition to doing efficiency, should be looking at new revenue? Or is there enough revenue we just have to make sure we spend it wisely? What's your take on that? Would you support, for example, in this era that we, you know, fairly certain that we're going to see declining revenue, would you support a tax increase?
No, I would not. I think we have to look at efficiencies first and foremost. And those efficiencies, I truly believe they exist. I have never walked into a new situation, whether it was a new business division that I was given responsibility for, where you couldn't find a better way of doing things and stretching dollars further. So, no, I would not support a tax increase. And there's no doubt that when you look at just the dollar index, the factors that go into commodity pricing and how it's impacting oil markets and agricultural markets currently, and, of course, the impact that's having on our revenue stream in the state, we're going to have to tighten our belt. We can dip into reserve funds, and that helps bridge the gap, but it doesn't solve the final problem, and not that I really want to call it a problem, but it doesn't directly address the issue. So we have to be more efficient and look for those efficiencies first.
So is it a matter then of focusing on priorities and really weeding through what we, not only in terms of efficiencies, but isn't it a matter of also to kind of dial in what priorities are? I mean, efficiencies are going to get you some of that, but, you know, clearly the legislature put a lot of money into infrastructure, put a lot of money in education, those kinds of things. Isn't this, as we enter this kind of this, and I believe it to be short term, the cyclical nature of commodity prices, are going to come around again. But in the short term, you're right. I mean, we've got some reserves, but that's not enough of an answer. We're going to have to adjust spending, too. But isn't it also an issue of funding priorities?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to decide as a state. State government, of course, has to listen to its constituents always, but determine as a state where do we want to apply funds. And we don't want to cut in the wrong areas by any stretch, but you have to adjust to a lower revenue stream. And so in addition to finding those types of efficiencies that exist, you have to also look at areas that you're just not going to be able to spend as much money on going forward. That's the reality. You have to adjust accordingly.
Well, obviously, at this stage of the campaign, you are in the process of seeking the nomination for the Republican Party in the general election next fall or even in the primary next spring. Tell me a little bit about what that entails. What, you know, what are you, what kind of activities are you up to? How are you approaching that part of the mix?
Right now, it's all about gaining the support of the delegates, and that is between now and April 1st, 2nd, very beginning of April, because that's really the end game in all of this. You have to get the party's endorsement and work hard toward that end. It is the process to go through. So I've been canvassing the state. I've been making a lot of calls. We've got quite a team of volunteers going right now. The support has been overwhelming. You name it, we're trying to get the word out. And as a matter of fact, right after this, I'll be on the road again and doing some more campaign work, which I've enjoyed thoroughly.
So my last question before we hit the final break of this, or the final minutes of this segment, and I know you've got to go, is that a lot of people have asked the question. I mean, here you were the publisher of the Bismarck Tribune. You oversaw Lee Enterprises Ag Publications. You had a number of other papers report to you. It was a pretty lucrative job. Why jump out of the private sector in what, you know, many know was a pretty good paying position into the, why move over to the public sector where clearly that's going to give you a haircut in more ways than one, and I'm talking primarily financially. Why would you do that?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, it was a very good job. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I would have been more than happy doing that over the next decade. But when an opportunity comes along to pursue something that you think that you can not only be good at but truly make a difference for others, and the opportunity to serve, when I heard Bob Peterson was retiring, it took about 2 seconds for me to make the decision that I'm going to run, because that is that particular seat was the one that I've been watching for quite some time. So really it boils down to wanting to serve and bringing what I think is a fresh perspective, a very unique skill set into state government and doing some good for the citizens of the state.
Well, obviously, one of the things about coming on this show is good for you is that you're going to talk to a lot of those potential delegates, whether it be here in the home office at KFIRE Studios or in Fargo or, you know, in Dickinson where the show is broadcast. You're talking to a lot of those delegates right now. What would you tell them are the two or three main reasons why they should vote for you?
The fresh new perspective, the business background, without question, would be a primary reason. Of course, I have a deep desire to serve, but when you look at just how the state has to adjust, always, that doesn't change. There's always a new set of market dynamics, if you will, in play. We have to look at how are we aligned in terms of state leadership, and do we have the diversity that the state is going to need going forward to be effective? And I think my background, and again, that fresh perspective, new ideas, fits in very well with that.
Well, Brian, thank you. I know that you were eager to get on the road today, but I appreciate you coming in right away this morning. You've been listening to Brian Crotchis, the North Dakota State Auditor candidate working for the Republican nomination. And we'll be back with more What's on Your Mind after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'll be back taking your calls in just a moment. Questions and comments always welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Think bacon, summer sausage, ham for the holidays, oh, and so many more. Those great Franks, the brats, you name it. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Also want to tell you about my friends at Hedolls. They have it. You know what? They have ASE certified folks, the best in the industry. That's right. I've told you before that it's so fun to tell you the story of these folks because they love doing what they're doing. A lot of them have been there for decades at Hedolls, but you know what? They also have the industry seal of approval. This is the Automated Service Excellence Certification Program. Originally designed for hands-on technicians as a standard of quality for the entire industry, but in 1987, Hedolls instituted a program rewarding employees for demonstrating that level of professional competence. And the idea being that, you know, if their parts professionals have the same knowledge as service professionals, better serve the customers. And ASE now has a new test just for the auto parts professional as well. So it's really great. Folks like Al Bosch, Al Nagel, Bob Holzer, Bruce Halfer, Dale Helfrich, Dwight Guffmiller, Gary Markle, Gene Wolfer, who's now retired, but you may remember that name, Greg Rudnick, Hillary Wall, Jim McDonald, John Hampson, Kevin Falcon, Kevin Lawson, Mike Bender, Mike Kurtz, Randy Holler, Ron Eisenbeiss, Travis Ketterling, Wayne Scarry, and so many more all have that ASE certified stamp from the good folks at Hedolls. So it really is something to be proud of, and they want you to know that. Hedolls has it, the parts you need, but also great folks, ASE certified. Back to Pat Finken and more of What's on Your Mind.
And welcome to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken, sitting in for Scotty, who's live, not live from New York. We figured that out yesterday. That really messed up some folks when he was talking about being live from New York, because he's not live. He's there. He's breathing, but it's not like he's on the air.
I hope he's alive. I mean,
yeah, no, obviously.
It's tragic. I realize some people go to New York City and don't come out.
Hopefully he's coming back, because you know, I'm doing this tomorrow, and then he's on his own. I've got other things to do. So, or either that, or I guess you could, you know, Todd, the radio guy, it could be your show for that
one.
Yeah,
I don't need two in a day.
That'd be
don't put listeners through that.
You might have to actually
maybe Steve Hallstrom has to step up.
You might actually have to do more than an hour of prep then every day. Oh, but hey, that was going
planning
low.
Is for people who can't think on their feet.
That was low spirited.
What are you saying there? You saying I don't plan my shows?
Anyway, no, I didn't say that. Anyway, if you want to be
saying that,
where are you back? Where are you back to? I am. Well, actually, I did say that. Okay,
right, tell us how great Donald Trump is.
Yeah, no. We're just going to invite people to call in because, of course, open lines right now.
Yes.
You know, we've got some open lines until 10 o'clock. Talk about the things you want to talk about. There are a couple of things that came up though, and I can't help myself. The folks that have heard me on this show before know that I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump, and it's because I don't actually trust him. Truthfully, he is the best salesperson I've ever known. Look, this is a guy who goes out and raises billions of dollars convincing people to invest in his dreams and his vision. And so he is perhaps the best salesperson the world has ever seen. But he also is a salesperson who tells people what they need to hear to buy what he's selling. And he's selling himself as a candidate. So right now, he's telling people what people want to hear, and of course, that is a problem.
Decades of people coming along who have had to bite their tongue because they need the money, and along here comes a guy who really doesn't need the money, although he wants the money, and he's out for the money. But along comes a guy who can pretty much say whatever he wants, because it doesn't matter if he loses some supporters, getting others.
I might believe what you're saying, Todd, if it was for the fact that he would be consistent with what he said in the past. But his inconsistency is the secret to really understanding where he's coming from.
I'll give you that.
His position on a number of issues, including taxes and abortion and immigration, all these things have evolved or moved back and forth as it suited his needs. And what I'm telling you is that my take on it is that he's telling people what they want to hear, because that's how he's going to, you know, convince them to support him for president. And what's really interesting about all of that is the fact that what those people tend to say is they're just darn glad somebody's speaking their mind, like you just did.
Well, right.
You're in there saying,
I just get the attraction because, let's face it, usually what you have is a politician who's afraid to say, I don't want to upset anybody, blah, blah, blah. And by necessity, a lot of times that has to be the case. I get that. But here's Trump, who he's had nothing to. What's going to happen to Trump if he falls flat on his face? But then he goes and plays with his other billions of dollars.
But this is the point that I'm making, is that you take it as him just being, you know, brave to say whatever he wants or says whatever he thinks. He actually is saying what people want to hear, and that's the disconnect for people. That's a lot of his supporters go, well, we're so glad he's just willing to say whatever he thinks. Well, that's not true. What he's saying is what you want to hear, and that's why you agree with him, and you're going, wow, this is my guy. Glad he's saying what I think.
And so far it's scaring the hell out of the Republican Party. He might end up with the nomination.
Well,
much to the chagrin of, and again, I'm not a Trump guy. I don't have a candidate yet, but let's face it, there's a big faction of the Republican Party that's running scared as hell that he's going to end up being the guy, and yet he's got the double-digit lead.
Well, in New Hampshire, it's closed up a little bit, which is interesting to watch how this.
Carson came up, now he's back down tied for third.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of fluidity as we go forward, but there's question that Trump is a force in this, and there are people in the Republican Party who like it, too.
You want. Come up with another presidential election where 14, 15 months before the election, people are already fired up. Usually we don't get them fired up until 14 or 15 days before the election.
But they are moving. It is interesting to see as people kind of ebb and flow in this thing. What's interesting, though, is that one of the things that is changing is that there's a new poll out by Fox News talking about the Donald and Hillary. And they asked the question, you know, do you believe that Hillary Clinton is honest? And 60% of the people said that they didn't think she was honest. Guess who was second in that poll in terms of their lack of trust in their honesty?
And yet, there's your next presidential debate in all probability.
Right,
at the
Donald.
Point.
By the way, it is every day that goes by, it's more likely that Donald Trump might be that candidate, because the way the rules are in the Republican Party and the way they've changed in the last few years, you know, we have a lot of winner takes all states, so you know, you don't even have to have half the voters in that state. You can just win the state and take all the delegates. So, you know, if he does well in early states because he's got the momentum, even if he starts to fade a little bit next summer, he's going to have enough winner-take-all that he could be the de facto nominee. So it is completely possible. But, yeah, no, I'm not a big fan, as you know, about Donald Trump because it's like so much. I agree with a lot of what he's saying. I just don't trust that that's really where he is.
Yeah, and
I
think, what's the answer then?
Well, I know who I support. I know who I'd like to see be that guy. But,
and that would be?
Well, that would be John Kasich. I mean, John Kasich is not very glamorous. That's the problem, is he's not one of these guys. He's not a bomb thrower.
Too centrist and too liberal to the far right?
Oh, no. You don't know John Kasich then. The point is that what struggles
with Kasich lately, I mean, Kasich the way he was when I lived in Ohio.
If you look at his voting record and the things that he supported, he has been very much a states' rights guy. He's been very much a constitutional guy. Let's remember that John Kasich was the House chairman of the Appropriations Committee the last time we had a balanced budget in this country. Think about that. The last time we had a balanced budget in the state, in the United States.
Let me come at you from a different direction. You're going for a second tier guy right now.
I've
been a two tier thing all this time, and Carly Fiorina is the only person that's been able to climb out of the second tier. You think Kasich has what it takes to get out of that second tier?
My point was simply this: is that I'm
not saying he's a bad guy. He's live in Ohio. I remember liking him very much.
Yeah, he'd be a great president. The problem is he's not a bomb thrower, and he's not he's not bombastic. He's not, he's a guy that you would notice in the corner of the room in a meeting. It's just like
he's a guy to have on the team of the president.
Well, but
he doesn't really have what it takes to become the president.
I think his nature isn't such that he's going to stand out in the crowd. I think he's done a great job leading Ohio. I think he's done a great job there. So he is a leader. I'm not saying he's not a leader, but in this field where hyperbole has really risen to one of the attributes that you need to be able to cut through. That's not his nature. He is not a bomb thrower. He's not somebody who's going to pound on the podium. He is, if you've heard him talk about even gay rights issues, it's a very Christian-based approach to the way that he sees the world. Very conservative, but very much from a vantage point of his faith. And so, but let's move on because I don't think Kasich's going to get it. It's interesting,
right.
But now you're starting to see as we move closer because the first primaries, the first decision-making points are now 60 days away. And we're going to start seeing some of this tighten up. You've got Christie, who's starting to rise in the polls now out in New Hampshire. You've got Rubio, who's starting to enter the fray. And while I worry about Rubio not having enough experience, I certainly like where he is politically. I mean, I think he's a good, solid conservative.
He's looking pretty presidential in the debate.
And he looks pretty presidential. Actually, I think
I'm surprised you bring up it's all about hyperbole, because isn't that all the current person got in there? Is that how JFK got in there?
Well, not hyperbole
ever since radio started airing debates.
Well, it's hyperbole would be more about the being loud, for lack of a better word.
In this case, it is about being loud.
Right.
I wouldn't call Obama loud so much as a good orator.
Right.
And that's how he got in.
Right, exactly. And I think there's a lot of that going on here, even to a bombastic level on the Republican side, and they're the ones who are getting the attention, except for Ben Carson, who is the anti-bombastic. It is the most fascinating thing for those of us that do politics or follow this closely. It is so fascinating to see what's playing. And the real underpinning of all of this is at the national level, an anti-government mentality, because the guys who come out of government are the ones who are struggling the most to cut through, and it's because we're just tired of what's going on nationally. What's interesting to look at is, in North Dakota, 78% of the people in North Dakota think the state's heading the right way, and nationally that number is reversed. It's only about 26% of the people think the country's going the right way. So it's a whole different animal here, but nationally, people are, wary of people that have been in government for a while, and that's why this presidential debate or this presidential thing is very interesting on the Republican side. The Democrat side, quite the opposite. All of them are big government people, and in the next break, we're going to talk a little bit about your friend Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Heitkamp, who came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton.
So why did you preface that with my friend?
Well, I understand you guys are close personal friends. Buddies.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, we've worked together for years on K-Fires. So. Well, Kasich is a conservative. Texter says the host is a delusional rhino. What's your reaction to that one?
Well, I figure I've succeeded in these shows when I have one person call me a rhino and another person calls me a right-wing nut job. And last time I was on, I got equal balance, all the feedback.
Well, then you're probably on the right
track. Yeah, so
if half are complaining and half are praising, then you're probably doing the right thing.
It's pretty hard to accuse me of being a rhino if I'm anti-Trump in this race, because if you look at his track record, he is not a conservative Republican. He just talks the talk right now, and that's what drives a lot of those guys crazy.
Texter says he's doing that because he's trying to win office, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to sell people on supporting him. So he's willing to say or do whatever he needs to, which is the biggest complaint most people have. Anyway, enough of the presidential politics. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finkin sitting in for Scott. We'll be back with more after the break.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the hot stuff pizza, 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their hot stuff pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's back. The fourth annual Griswold Christmas Vacation at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Mark your calendars for the weekend of December 4th and 5th. Come on out and enjoy the fun. It starts with cookie making and holiday treats on Saturday morning with the culinary team from the 502. Together, you'll make some old-time favorites. Maybe even learn something new. The culinary team will take your treats and box them up nice for you to take home. In the afternoon, if you'd like, they'll give you a permit, map, and everything you need to go into the forest and cut down your very own Christmas tree, just like Clark Griswold did. If that sounds like too much work, relax in your room. Take a walk in downtown Walker. Experience the unique stores all decked out for the holidays. Saturday night, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is showing, with hot apple cider and an ugly sweater contest, too. Every package includes 5 dozen cookies and holiday treats, 1 gingerbread house, 2 nights lodging, breakfast daily, and so much more. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online now, chaseonthelake.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Come on in and stock up on the great deal, my favorite deal, home of the 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items, you just decide what kind of cookie you want. It's a big decision for me, I know. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And stock up on lots of great deals all month long. Even pizza corner pizzas are 2 for $11. At PetroServe USA. Now more of What's On Your Mind with your guest host today, Pat Finken. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much for the intro. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen today and tomorrow. Try not to drive away all his listeners in the next couple of days. The number to call is 1-800-228-0550, or here in the Bismarck area, 258-0550. And, of course, you can reach us by text at 701-226-8503. Todd, I understand that we've got some folks texting in about the last segment. Why don't you cover a couple of those for
Pat, take some calls. We would be happy to. It makes for horrible radio if it's Todd reading texts and Pat saying what he's saying, and I'm the only guy, you know, calling him out or whatever it is.
Well, like
much
I said,
better radio if you do it than I do it.
Clearly, I've driven away all three listeners.
Also, all politicians say what you want to hear, and then they get into office and they don't keep the promises. You know that.
And then, of course, there were a number of folks that took exception to my my claim that Trump is not the guy. So we won't beat up on him anymore. But I will tell you what's interesting.
I'm going to beat up on him. Well, that's part of the process.
One of the things that I did have to laugh, I'm reading today, and the Washington Post got a story up today about Trump's new strategy for New Hampshire. He's going to be the kinder, gentler Donald Trump.
So that can't possibly last.
So he's just going to scream at people slightly decibel lower? Is that the plan?
Well, I mean, it's New Hampshire.
Speaking of which, I was talking about that poll that showed that Donald's only slightly behind Hillary in terms of the lack of trustworthiness. The other poll that's part of that is that he trails Hillary in a national election poll, 47-41. I think that, it is interesting.
Whose poll was that?
No, that's another Fox News poll that was out this morning that talking about that. So, again, it's interesting to how that all plays out. Unfortunately, I don't know that anybody. What's good news for Republicans is that Hillary is consistently below 50%, despite the fact that nobody's had more press and more prominence in this country other than President Obama in the last 4 or 5 years than Hillary Clinton.
Right.
She's got more attention than anybody, and she's below 50%.
Which kind has of the heir apparent to the throne, if you will.
Has to make Democrats very nervous. Unfortunately, no Republican seems to be able to break through the wall of the low 40s, and it doesn't matter who you're looking at, whether it be Jeb Bush or Rubio, or you know, any of the top tier ones, they all kind of sit in that same zone.
It's fascinating that I feel like I died and went to a different universe when we had Donald Trump, the Republican leader, mad at Fox News. That was kind of man bites dog, don't you think?
There's been a couple cases along the way though where the Republicans haven't always been exactly in tune with
but not
with Fox
as much
News.
As Don was at no. least at the time.
Well, I think at that time, but there's been a number of those cases over the while because Fox News has kind of gone to, you know, the hard right. You know, if you're a moderate Republican, for example, you're not always treated very well there either. So,
but you have to admit there's a certain irony to the guy leading in the polls in the Republican Party having gone to CNN and MSNBC at the time with his message. And not Fox News. There's a certain irony to that, you have to admit.
Yeah, no, I think so. I find it interesting, too. MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, you know, he's a regular on Joe Scarborough because for whatever reason, Scarborough seems to like him. And, of course, it's always fun for their shows to have a bomb thrower come in. And so that's always interesting. Well, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
What else does MSNBC have going for it right now?
And I don't even I don't even know if that's doing so well. So
and it's not, but, you know.
The thing that'll be interesting to see through that whole presidential thing is as we get now into the primary season, it does appear that in certain states, different folks are starting to be more competitive. It will close up a little bit, and it'll be fascinating to watch over the while. The other thing, though, that I mentioned at the end of the last break that I find fascinating, and I'm going to throw this out there, is that Senator Heidi Heitkamp came out the other day and endorsed Hillary Clinton for president.
And surprised.
If you look at it solely from a woman's issue, if you look at it solely from a Democrat issue, no, not surprised at all. It does, though, strike me interesting that she would have done that. And it raises the question, is she really interested in running in 2 years? I think that's a valid question. For a long time, she took votes that were probably things that she believed in, but also things that would play well in North Dakota, even if it was in opposition to what was going on in D.C. and with her own party. You know, she took some tough votes against her party.
Absolutely.
As of late, though, she has been kind of going the other way. And whether that's because she's voting her conscience or she's voting with her party, whatever that is,
yep.
She does seem to have fallen in line on many of these major issues. And the fact that, you know, the most unpopular person in politics in North Dakota, according to recent polling, is Hillary Clinton. She is actually more unpopular in North Dakota than President Barack Obama is. This is, Hillary Clinton, as far as for the state of North Dakota, is a train wreck. She's pledged to do away with fossil fuels, especially coal. You know, the issues that matter to North Dakotans, you know, Second Amendment rights, abortion rights, all these things that she, you know, Hillary Clinton is not, it would be safe to say she's not in tune with what's going on in North Dakota and what North Dakotans care about.
You're not about to tell me Heidi's going to go grab the guns. We mentioned presidential candidates. What about Cruz? We're coming up to the break.
We'll talk about that another day. I got a chance to meet Senator Cruz the other day. Very nice man. I don't always agree with his politics, but personally, great guy. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll be back with Kevin Cramer after the news.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Your employees are your greatest asset. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal.
deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.